What are you doing here?
My land.
Huh?
My land. Danus Kodi.
Sorry?
Danus Kodi.
Danus Kodi. You...
My land.
It's your land?
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. And you, why are you cutting the tree?
Tree?
Why are you cutting the tree?
Never left.
Tree cutting.
Tree cutting, no.
What, for what you building house?
House. House.
Only house for you?
House, Aravil, no.
Yeah, no Aravil.
Taner.
Huh?
Taner land.
Taner.
Ah. Third.
So you making all full house
there? Yeah, full house.
People living?
Guest house.
Guest house. Ah, guest house. So customer. No speaking English?
No English, no.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Chloe.
You are a member of the working committee?
No, Oroville Council.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So can you talk about this this land which is starting in...
Beside Certitude?
Yes.
Yep, okay. So a lot of people notice... The only reason we've suddenly noticed this piece of land is because the families that own it have decided to cut down the trees. This is immediately obvious because the trees, many of them are old neem trees, and if you've been driving on the road, you're used to seeing these trees, and so now the trees are gone, and everyone's suddenly saying, why are they being cut down? I hunted down one of the person that owns the land, and I spoke to him, and he said that it's four families. They own that piece and also the piece just past the Certitude gate on the corner where there's a pile of bricks now. They say there's 10 people in the four families that are seeking now to sell the land. So as far as they're concerned, they're preparing it for sale. But there's also a lot of people who are saying what they're actually doing by cutting the trees is trying to get Oroville's attention because they want us to do a deal with them. They want to push the negotiation. They want us to respond quickly and hopefully give them a better deal because they're acting in a threatening way. When I spoke to the guy who was representing the families, I said to him, look, don't cut the trees. You know, Oroville is here. We plant trees. That's what we're doing here. When we arrived, it was a desert. So if you start cutting down the trees, it means we actually don't want the land. It's less valuable to us. It's stupid for that reason. It's also stupid because trees are great for everybody. Your kids will appreciate trees when they grow up, even, you know. So now he said, yeah, okay, fair enough. I see your point. You know, I agree. It's wrong to cut down the trees, but there were some members of my family needed money, and they said, let's cut down the trees and sell them. If we're going to sell the land, then let's get as much money as we can from the land before we sell it. So it's a really strange, it's kind of a non-Orwellian approach to the situation, but it's, you know, they're not Orwellian people, so they have a different attitude.
Small buildings for own use.
Okay.
For flat, over 1,000.
1,000 square feet, ma.
1,200 square feet for sales.
Ah, so he have only one part?
Yeah, one person.
Oh. And now he's having.
Yeah, he having a place one person.
Wow, and it would be building?
Yeah, building, small building. One sales for the building, guest house. For other people, to sales for 1,200 square feet, everything for 50 flats.
50 flats.
Yeah.
So you are cutting now. You are cutting all the trees.
Yeah, tree full cleaning.
Yeah.
First size for the flat size.
Flat size.
Yeah, sales.
And how is it with Oroville?
Oroville, there's no. Only for private.
Right.
Yes. But Oroville not happy, no?
Yeah, not happy. Yeah.
Oh, so fighting, no?
Fighting.
One.
Who are there?
Well, okay, so I spoke to one guy, and he was representing, he said, four families, which is 10 people, and they don't all necessarily agree, so it's not like we're dealing with a single united group. We're dealing with a collection of individuals who are often disagreeing with themselves on how to proceed. But as far, I mean, the feeling I get from the Orville, from the people I talk to in the Orville land management departments, like the LRM, they say that these guys are trying to push negotiation. They want us to exchange, either buy or exchange Orville land with that land.
And when do you start building?
Start over 1 month.
1 month starting building, but sales flat.
You will sell flat?
Yeah.
Ah.
How do this Ara will know alone?
You sell
only
flat,
private.
No, or private?
Ara will know. Only private where sales are flat.
So it could be possible that Ara will buy it?
It's possible, exactly. What Orville would like to do is exchange. We would like to take, because Orville has land outside the circle. There's an invisible circle which defines Orville's center, Orville's space. It's like a galaxy, a circular piece of land, and in the center is the Matrimandir, and then the idea is radiating out from the Matrimandir is this kind of galaxy shape, like the shape you get in a cup of coffee when you stir the top. It's that kind of thing, this rotating galaxy shape. And we want to. We own looks like about 50% of all the land inside that circle.
Why we didn't bought before those land?
I don't know. It's an excellent question. Maybe we just didn't realize. Like back then, the land seemed so cheap. You know, everything was. It was like, oh yeah, we'll just buy it one day. You know, we'll get it. You know, there was a sense of this is just a relaxed collection of individuals pushing an advanced, sustainable way of life. We're trying to do things better, and there was no sense that it was really something that would become valuable in a financial way. And what we foolishly didn't acknowledge was that all the work that we're doing, all the ecological work, all the sustainable work, all the planting work, all the design work, all the development work, has created a very, it's raised the value of the land enormously. So the land we own has increased in value incredibly, but also the land we don't own. And so for us now to try and get that land is difficult because, like I said before, the more we want it, the more it costs.